Hey, it's Peter. It's the 25th of October. Anything to do with this at Donegan Gardens on Twitter, facebook.com/Donegan Landscaping, etc. I'm goofing around with Windows 8 and the new Samsung tablet and a Microsoft Wedge mobile keyboard is what it's known as. Works off Bluetooth. I've never had a tablet type PC setup-y thing. I'm sure there are correct terms for this, and some PC World magazine is going to go ballistic with me. But it has to be, without question, the smoothest piece of kit I have ever seen in my life. The keyboard bit is the thing that got to me. Not got to me in a bad way, in a very, very nice way. It's approximately, hold on a second, and I'll measure it. It's about the length of the key thing, the key fob for the Citroen C5, and probably about time and a half the length of my hand, just to give you a gist. But it is just so cool. It's probably a bit of a 90s word, to be quite honest with you, but it is that. The only thing that's making me feel a little bit out of the loop is the fact that I'm a PS3 head and I don't have an Xbox. And I know when Patrick was giving me Patrick, who works with the Windows 8 team and has done for the past number of years, was kind of giving me the demo on it. He was kind of explaining to me the alignment, I suppose, is the maybe not the correct word, but a good word for the moment, of the alignment between the Windows 8 setup and the Windows Phone. And you can get where this is going then, why I'm saying the Xbox, but it is just so smart. It's unnatural. Sitting beside me in my company, making noise in the background mildly, is Philip Murta. Philip, you're a tech head. You're a geek gadget man. What do you reckon so far?
I think it is. I've used the Android and I've used the Apple tablet and so on. And one of the nice things about this is the fact that I can now bring a tablet around the place and have a keyboard if I want as an extra option. So now I have both a device that I can use like a newspaper or a tablet, and also I have a laptop. I mean, it is extremely nice the way you can pull it apart, the way you can join it into another screen if you need to, you can expand it. I mean, it's a full-blown PC, but at the same time, it's a tablet. And it's all the nice features of a tablet with the apps behind it and everything else. And I have to say, I really am taken by the tile layout of Windows 8 itself. I mean, it actually looks nice for a start. It's very intuitive and so on. So yeah, it's quite exciting. You can actually see that this is something that you can take to very, very quickly. I tell you, give this to a few kids and you won't get it back.
You've had tablets before, or do you have tablets?
I've tried them all. I mean, I've tried tablets before the actual term was invented back in the mid 90s, when the original big laptops had experimental tablets. The general idea was to sign on them and to reduce the keyboard count. You didn't have to have a keyboard with them. But this is then the laptops came over, and now I use Android. I like Android because I'm just used to it. I've used the Apple tablet, which I think is very swish. But I have to say, the natural format of this, which is basically, I am familiar with using the laptop in a corporate environment, and this thing would just plug in straight away, no change. And at the same time, then just by lifting the screen off, carry it under my arm, I can read the newspaper.
Oh, one second. I think there's something else in the box. I'm looking in the box. I thought there is. Sorry. That's the pen.
Oh, God Almighty. So we can scribble.
Yeah.
You see, one of the things that people don't seem to realize with a lot of this stuff is so often people are using these things maybe to play games and so on. But there's actually a more serious aspect to this, in that people can actually, in today's world now, most people don't have the money really to just fly to each other whenever they want to, or in a lot of companies that is the case. And even the idea of traveling from one side to Dublin to another to meet a client or whatever just isn't done. The sort of, as you'll see with this, one of the things you can do with this is the way you can write to each other. You can draw diagrams and illustrate things and illustrate pictures with each other. That's very much in vogue in the whole business scene with a lot of the Microsoft software. And when those typical business people come offline and are coming home, they'll see the same gadgets that their kid is using and can grab that and carry on. So in other words, there's continuity with the home. It's actually quite clever what's happened here, because in a sense they've turned the tables on Apple. Apple was seen, you know, has fans, as they say. It doesn't have customers per se. But the point of the matter is the whole business community are going to take home this thing or come home to it, and they'll see nothing different. They'll be able to do their own work, or at the same time it'll be a gaming unit, or at the same time it'll also be a unit where they can carry on serious business or interact with other people in business. And that's what it's all about, really. I think it's going to really blur the lines, and I think they've managed to bring the business well and truly into the home very quickly.
We were talking last week, myself and a friend of mine, and we were saying that in the year I set up, which was, what, I'm 13 years in business now, you would have had to bring a camera with you, go and take a photograph, get it developed. By the time you went to the client's house, photographed the garden, brought them into the one-hour development shop, paid your £6, brought them home, pinned them up on a board, drew a diagram, brought it back to client's garden, the time wastage in between. And the biggest advantage I have now is that there are clients that I've never actually met. I take photographs of their gardens and email them to them, and I've spoke to them on Skype from their back garden and, you know, via the telephone. I think QIK was probably one of the biggest inventions, where it could live stream their garden to them with a 3 or 4 second delay at the time. But the fact that you can do literal doodles live on screen from one person to another,
yeah,
that's what you're saying.
That's exactly it. You're basically now taking a very established community of users of what one might call boring old PCs. And all of a sudden, you suddenly find you can crack away the screen, and now it's a tablet. Nothing new to learn, and you can carry on. Then, you know, in other words, I know you're a real power user with a lot of these tools, so nothing changes for you.
No.
But it means now more people can relate to you as well. In a curious way, we're starting to, if anything, bond the old generation into the new generation slightly, and actually, in the process, hopefully, they'll start to see each other's point of view, you know. I'm looking at the thing, and I have to say I like the way it's all screws together now, and we're just synchronizing the mouse with it, the keyboard with it, and it just is very, very swish in that regard. Very, very impressive.
The other thing, again, you'd know tablets better than I would, or the tablet market better than I would, by a long shot. The one thing that came up in conversation on the Twitter sphere yesterday was my curiosity to getting rid of the television set, in brackets, not having to pay a what constituted not having to pay a television license. And I know the law, or the letter of the law, has changed and made it slightly grey, in that it is a not ghostly, even though we're heading towards Halloween, but a medium nonetheless,
yeah,
that displays or can accept, I don't know what it actually is. I know Brian Green, or at Brian Green on Twitter, gave it to me. I was astounded. And again, I've never had, I'm the newbie here.
Yeah.
But the quality of picture that came across when I was watching RTE Player or TV3 or one of them.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You're going to get your high definition quality. You've got to remember, with buffering technology and with the ability to be able to, you know, you mightn't get it in total real time, but it'll certainly buffer it up and play it back in the quality you require. And it will be tack sharp imagery and tack sharp sound if you have the appropriate sound system to plug into it. No two ways about it. This is a full cinema system if you want to play it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm looking at the parts out of the back of it. It's got a full HDMI interface. You plug it into your cinema system and yippity-doo-dah. You can actually, I've actually seen this being used whereby if you have your typical modern television, whether you have Samsung or Philips or whatever else, And literally, you know, one of the things you can do with this that's very nice is that you can actually have this connected HDMI to your normal TV screen, but it's actually an extra screen. So you can imagine the mouse can move from one screen to another, mm-hmm. as though you have an extended space. It means then you can be working on some stuff here while playing with the movie in the big screen or whatever. So you have a nice, lovely integrated system. It redefines telly. It doesn't replace telly, but it redefines it, how it works as a device in the sitting room. But the interesting thing about you, that you say about licensing is whereby what they're trying to do now is to say to you, well, if you've got a means of receiving a service of some sort, therefore we can license you. Well, you know, I don't know how they're going to keep this going in this highly mobile world of ours. I mean, you mightn't have anything at all. I can actually envisage a situation where people would be throwing a chip at you, right, that you basically would have in your phone, and you get, because of the fact that you are a contributor, because the way the world is working in these social networks, because you're a contributor, you are actually making their product or enabling their product as a result of what you do and whatever else. And there's going to be a lot of people like that. I would say there'd be a very high, alarmingly large number of people like that. These people will be wandering in around the place. They will literally be radiating information from them, in a sense. And there will be media that will just pick it up. Now, when I'm talking about media, we're talking about things that can basically will be used to control your fridge, or to see how much inventory you'll have in your cupboard or whatever else. And then they're going to say, oh, because you can receive RTE on that, you should pay a license. But it's nearly like saying, you know, because you're alive. You know, I just think the whole thing just does not make sense anymore. It's going to become very vague, because you'll be able to receive anything you want, of which RTE is only a part. I mean, I feel the fact that you don't have an opt-out is the problem here. I can choose TV3, no hassle. Can I have the option to eliminate RTE and make sure RTE doesn't appear in any channel? If they're going to do that, I want the ability to cut it off. I want to be able to make sure it's not anywhere near me. And in a sense, they need to be belly up to the bar and say, look, this is a property tax, or this is a rates, mm-hmm. or make it part of, you know, it's a utility charge of some sort. They need to start to redefine this. And I know this is going to cause problems, because then if that suddenly comes into a common pot, then the broadcast authority then, or our formal broadcast authority, might find it may not have the same privileged access to that ring fence pot as it once did. I think it's going to be interesting times ahead. What do you think? It's just another way of looking at it. Because I don't know. I just want the... If they're going to charge me for RTE, I want to say, right, I don't want RTE. Get rid of it. I've got loads of other channels. It's fine.
Well, it's Windows 8 that's brought up the thing, because, you know, the reality is I can, if there's an Ireland match on, I don't need to be home to watch it.
No.
I can sit in a supermarket car park, pick up the Wi-Fi and...
That's it, yeah. And there's going to be a number of different transmitters of that and relayers of that piece of information, of which RTE hopefully will be one, you know, and will eventually evolve and, you know, will develop its own new business model. But I'm going to tell you, I think it's probably developing the business. It's, you know, I mean, with the release of the new, with Serview, and this freeing up now of the spectrum to allow 4G services and all the rest of it. You know, they say it's going to allow RTE start to provide a whole range of new services, and it'll be very, very advanced and so on. Great, let's see it. But it's going to be interesting to see what the rest of the competition is doing as well. It's going to be very interesting. It's television, but not like we know it.
Now, for anybody who wants to chop up this piece of audio, if you feel like it, feel free to do so. You have my permission.
Yeah, picking my bits.
Take out your RTE bits if you feel like you need to, and or not, and there you go. All right, anything else? You'll get me at Donegan Gardens on Twitter. Take care. www.donneganlandscaping.com, and contact if you need to do anything else. Telephone numbers, the whole lot. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.